Now, the Syrian army, backed by National Defense Forces, has made major advances in the fight against the ISIL terrorists in the northeastern province of Hasaka. Syrian troops recaptured several areas from the Takfiri groups in the western and southwestern regions of the provincial capital of Hasaka. They also retook parts of the Abd al-Aziz mountains there. Many ISIL positions in Qabr Shamia village were destroyed as well. The advances have put ISIL supply lines in the region within the army's fire range. The strategic province, which is the corridor to the eastern border with Iraq, has come under repeated attacks by the Takfiri terrorists over the past few months. Let's speak to our correspondent, Muhammad Ali, now, who joins us from Damascus to tell us a bit more. Now, Muhammad, just walk us through these latest achievements being made against the ISIL terrorists. And, of course, while there are achievements or losses as well, like, for example, Palmyra has been taken over by the ISIL.
Yes, during the past 48 hours, the Syrian army, as you have just said, in cooperation with National Defense Forces in the city and around the city of Al-Hasaka, northeast of Syria, launched an offensive against ISIL Takfiri terrorists over there, taking control of important points and areas west and southwest of the city of Al-Hasaka. The military operation started over there by controlling a small town called Tell Kaif. Then the Syrian army and National Defense Forces advanced in an area stretching about 10 kilometers alongside the mountains of Abd al-Aziz, where foreign-backed militants and ISIL Takfiri terrorists are mainly positioned, particularly when we speak about the countryside of Al-Hasaka over there. The Syrian army troops were able to advance about 10 kilometers of Al-Sarraqa mountains alongside Abd al-Aziz series of mountains over there, and this enabled them to actually surround a small town called Qabr Shamiyeh, where ISIL terrorists are mainly positioned there, and take over this town and defeat ISIL over there. So a couple of important towns over there in Al-Hasaka, southern and southwestern countryside, are now under the control of the Syrian army. This has happened during the past 48 hours. What does that mean? That means that the Syrian army has secured further the town of the city of Al-Hasaka from the western and southwestern side, and also many of the supply lines of ISIL are now under the range of the Syrian army weapons. In addition to that, this morning we got also new news that the Syrian army was able to take another area also in the southwestern countryside of Al-Hasaka called Tel Barud, which means that the Syrian army and National Defense Forces are determined, it seems that they are determined, to continue this operation until further securing more areas deep in the desert and around, of course, the city of Al-Hasaka. In the meantime, also, we have to point out to some important news that just came out about 10 minutes ago regarding the battle that is happening in Jisr al-Shuur in Idlib countryside, where al-Nusra Front is heavily attacking, as you know. As you know, the Nusra Front terrorists are also surrounding and have the national hospital of Jisr al-Shuur under siege. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the al-Nusra Front has taken control of the hospital over there, a huge hospital which is under siege by the al-Nusra Front militants before, where Syrian army troops are under siege over there. And also at the same time, the Syrian army, a military source, an official one, confirmed that the Syrian army troops who were under siege there were able to break that siege and withdraw out safely.
All right, we will keep a close eye on the situation. Their press is Muhammad Ali. They're reporting from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Muhammad, thanks very much indeed.